Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:29. It is Wednesday, June 4th. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Made it to the midweek point. How is your Wednesday so far?
My Wednesday so far, pretty relaxed, pretty chill. What about you?
Oh, it's been an interesting 24 hours, I'll say that.
Really?
So my daughter went in to get LASIK yesterday.
Yes.
So the surgery isn't happening until like 4:30. Well, they tell us to get there at 4:30 so they can give her something to help her relax and then let that kick in. And so we get there and they just do another scan of her eyes just to make sure. They use a different kind of scanner than they used at the doctor's office. And so we go in and the doctor comes out and says, these scans are showing more than what we saw before. And it looks like she would be a better candidate for PRK.
Oh, boy.
And we're like, oh, well, what does that entail? So they're explaining the difference between the two procedures. And they also say there's longer recovery time on the PRK than there is the LASIK. And so we're all just kind of looking at each other. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, what do we do? You know, I don't want to get her the wrong thing. And so we end up doing the PRK. And this poor thing this morning, she's just like, I need drops. My eye hurts. And we totally like, we're hyping it up. Like, you're going to wake up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. It's going to be amazing. Yeah. And then we got the PRK and now she's like in pain. And so I just feel really, really bad for her. This morning I got up. My alarm goes off normally at 3:30, but I just had like a feeling at 3 o'clock this morning. I'm like, check your phone. So I look. And she had been texting me for the last 10 minutes, like, can you please come in here? I need some drops. My eye hurts. And yeah. I was like, oh, my gosh. So I just felt really bad for her.
Man, those procedures, because that's what we were talking about yesterday. She's getting LASIK. She'll be done in a day. And when I had that same procedure, because PRK and ASA is what I had, are very similar in surgeries. And I'm telling you, it hurts. Yeah. I mean, thank God she has a ton of numbing drops is what you're giving her, right?
Well, we have like different drops. I don't know which one. I know is an antibiotic drop. The other one, it looks like it's some sort of steroid drop. So I got to imagine the other one is a pain drop.
Yeah, I think. And then just Is she on meds too? Like, well, pain relievers?
They didn't really give us anything for that, but I gave her some Advil this morning.
Oh, poor girl. It's all really just resting and she can't see anything for days.
I know. Is it going to be that long?
It took a couple days for me to finally see and open. Like, I could open my eyes like coin slots, but I couldn't fully open my eyes for 2, maybe 3 days.
Okay. Yeah. We were like talking, and I know it's, you know, first world problems, but we're like, we have a Coldplay concert this weekend. Is she going to be able to go? And the doctor said she should be okay by then.
Yeah,
to go
so
to it. But, you know, it's, you know, the next couple of days, no Coldplay concerts. We're like, no, got it. But yeah, it was just like, it kind of unexpected, threw us for a loop a little bit. And this morning I felt so bad. I was like, should I just do this show from home? Like, I have the equipment to do the show from home and like keep an eye on her. And my husband's like, no, you know, I'll be able to watch her. And I just gave her drops. So by the time I get home, it'll be time for her next set of drops. So it should be okay. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, keep us posted on Sophie, because I'm thinking about her. I know exactly how she's going, what she's feeling.
But things did get better, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this morning, right now, what she's experiencing is going to be the hardest day.
Okay.
And then it's only going to get better from there. I was able to finally, like, get up and, like, kind of do things for myself, but James would have to guide me, like, when I would eat. Like, I would have to, like, look a little bit down. I just couldn't fully look all the way up. So Sophie will need assistance, but I think as time goes on, and I think hopefully by Friday morning, it will be a new Sophie.
But this is, like, normal, like,
oh,
right?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, because she was having a hard time opening her eyes too, and I was just like, oh god, is this supposed to be happening?
You should have seen me after the surgery. I was like, why did I do this?
Okay.
What did I get myself into?
Okay.
I'm such a drama queen. Like, what Sophie is probably experiencing is so much stronger than what I was going
through. Feel a little bit better now, because I was just like, oh my gosh, what is going on?
Very
I was
really normal. Worried.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
very
right.
Normal.
Well, thank you. I feel better now. So yeah, it was kind of a crazy one, but yeah, we're hoping for the best on that one, and hopefully she can at least see her concert, kind of. I know it takes like a full month for it to like fully kick in.
Dude, but when's her follow-up appointment?
Today.
Okay.
Yeah, she goes in this afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at the follow-up appointment, they're gonna ask her, like, they have the letters at, like, they cover one eye, and then, and what letter is the first line and the second line. She's probably not gonna have 20/20 vision tonight.
Yeah. But she did walk out and say, I can read things that I couldn't read before.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but
okay.
Now she can't open her eyes, so it's like, doesn't matter.
We've
got a lot going on the show this morning. Make sure you keep it here. We've got a beautiful $1,200 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, with Beat Mercedes at 7 o'clock this morning. Your tickets to see comedian Morgan Jay at 7:30. And at 8:20, we have your tickets to check out the Rock of Ages Broadway band live on the lawn at the Virgin Hotels. That's happening right around 8:20 with Heads Up. But let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Runaway by Real McCoy? Do you want to hear The Way by Fastball? Do you want to hear A Piece of Me by Britney Spears? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. So yesterday, it was a weird day. We were talking a little bit about it earlier. My daughter went and got a LASIK procedure. It turns out she didn't get to have LASIK. She had to get PRK. Long story. I was just like running on empty as it was, because I couldn't sleep the night before. So I was like, I'm going to have to do an afternoon Starbucks run. I am exhausted. And I usually don't drink coffee in the afternoon. I just knew I needed it. So I went to the Starbucks. It was the one on 215 and Flamingo. And I had ordered it on the app, but I walked in to get it and it wasn't ready yet. So I was just standing there and I was talking to a lady who was also waiting for her order. And I'm waiting and she's funny. Like she's like making comments to people around her and she's like waving her hands. And I just kind of like keep looking at her and smiling. She was making me happy. And I look at her and I make eye contact and she goes, "Sorry, I talk with my hands." And she goes, "Or well, hand." And then I just kind of looked at her hand and she was missing a finger. She only had three fingers.
Which finger was missing?
It was the ring finger that was missing.
And which hand was it, left or right?
I'm trying to remember how she was talking. I think it was her left hand.
Okay.
Yeah, it was her left hand because she was really animated with the right one, but she did pick up the left one. Yeah, so it was her left one. So when she goes, "Oh, hand," and then she like showed it and I saw she was missing a finger, I go, "Oh," like, "What are you supposed to say?"
"What happened to you?"
and I go, "I have to know, how did you lose it?" And I hope that wasn't like too personal, but she seemed like really open and she drew attention to it and she just laughed and she goes, "Honestly, it was a bagel." And I'm like so confused. I'm like kind of looking at her, not a shark attack, not like some mountain climbing accident or something.
Yeah.
A bagel. And she goes, "Turns out those things are really dangerous when you're in a rush and wielding a cheap knife." And I was like, in my head, I'm trying to process all this because I'm like, did she just say she basically chopped her finger off with a bagel? So I guess that makes sense. Yeah, it was her left hand, but I don't know how she got the ring finger on that.
Right. If she's in a hurry, I can understand.
Yeah.
Like she's not really paying attention and she's just going through the motions.
And it wasn't the whole finger. It was like nubbed in the middle of it.
I see.
You know?
Yep.
And so I guess it makes sense. But the funny thing is, what did she say? She made a comment. She goes, "The worst part, it was an everything bagel. So I didn't even get a good story out of it. All I got was like seeds in the wound and a permanent icebreaker," or something like that. I was just like in shock, and then they put my drink up there and I was like, "Well, have a good day."
I wonder if she's married, because that ring finger, I mean, she might have to move her ring to another finger.
I didn't even think about there was no ring on the finger. I do remember that there wasn't, but that is a good point. But we laughed, the people around us were kind of laughing at it. She really had a great sense of humor about it. But is anyone listening that has lost a body part or knows someone that lost a body part? And was there like a cool story behind it? Because I felt like her whole thing was she didn't even have a cool story behind it, that it was a bagel. But in that process, I felt like that was a cool story.
Yes.
You know, I thought it was really funny.
I don't know anyone personally, but I feel like I've seen documentaries or just in general when people lose a leg in a surfing accident or like bitten by a shark or whatever. I feel like they appreciate life just much more. Like they're much more easygoing. They're like, "Please, I got three limbs. Like, what am I to like be so worried about?" So I feel like there's the people that we should be looking up to in the world.
They are the ones that with a true like sense of humor and don't take life too seriously. I mean, bagel accident does not scream action hero by any means, but it still made me laugh. It was funny.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning, and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, June 4th. It is 6:03. Thank you guys for being here with us, especially those of you that are up so early. I know it's hard to get up early, like in the summertime. Most of the kids are out of school, and a lot of the adults are not doing their morning routines, picking up, dropping off. So we appreciate you guys joining us. It's always good to have you here.
It is. And I think that yesterday it was just like I had to take a double take when I saw this, because I was doing prep for the show and I was saying, "Oh, you know, what are the big fashion trends coming up this summer?" And I came across this article on Vogue that says the summer shoe is a 90s comeback, and it's the jelly shoes.
I saw that too. I saw that. Yeah,
you did.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. Do you buy it?
Do I buy that they're going to be the summer shoe?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I fully buy it, but I was researching more on it, and I'm telling you, these like fashionistas and even some people like Taylor Swift and Jennifer Lawrence, they're making it come back, and on like the fashion runways, they have jelly heels. Like they're straight up heels, but made out of jelly. And that's why I'm like, wait, is this really a thing right now?
I see that. And a lot of times I'll see things on the runways and I'm like, I will never wear that. Like, it I don't know. But I was asking my daughters like about this. Like, do you guys know what jelly shoes are, just to see if they're up to date with this trend? And neither of them even had ever heard of them.
No kidding.
They're these shoes made out of like this jelly material, and they're like actual jelly. I'm like, no, not actual jelly, but it's like a plasticky kind of soft. And they're like, never heard of it. And I was like, really? Okay. So I don't know if it's making the comeback with the Gen Z, but I saw that and I saw some of the celebrities are wearing it. And I was like, there's no way. Like, unless someone invents like a memory foam jelly, then maybe I will.
You're right. Because like back in the day, I mean, when I was a kid in the 90s, I used to have like cute purple glittery jelly shoes.
Yeah.
But they were like so uncomfortable and they had this like weird plastic smell. Do you remember those smells?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I had white jellies. And I think I had a pair of pink jellies too. And I just remember how my feet sounded when I would walk in them. Like almost like they were like two sweaty ducks. Like they'd make this like quacking noise. Like quack, 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 quack. Or like my feet would slip in them. And just like so annoying and just so not cute either. So I don't know if this is part of the new aesthetic or whatever, where pain and weird noises equals cute, but I am not on board with
it. So we're
it.
Not behind the jelly shoes.
I'm not
the
behind
summer.
The jellies, but if it makes you happy, I say you should fully jump on board.
If you make a memory foam jelly shoe, I am totally behind it. I will try it out. We will market it and get some investors.
A jelly with arch support. We're all in.
For everyone up 30s and up, we got you.
Yes, for sure. A lot coming up on the show today. We've got your tickets to see comedian Morgan Jay. So many people have been calling about him. He's all of a sudden, maybe this is like the scary part of our phones, but like he's all over my For You page on TikTok now.
No
and
way.
I wonder if it's because my phone is like spying on me, hearing me say Morgan Jay,
oh,
Morgan
for
Jay.
Sure.
But we've got tickets to check him out at the Venetian. Also at 7 o'clock with Beat Mercedes, we're up to a $1,200 diamond pendant, you guys, from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. All you got to do is guess the song and the artist faster than I can today, and that will be yours. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Want the secret behind Kylie Jenner's perfect natural looking chest? Turns out all it took was a TikTok comment and Kylie spilled everything. The full rundown of her not-so-secret procedure is coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Kylie Jenner is trending this morning. So she is not here to gatekeep her cosmetic procedures, and she is serving up full transparency for anyone that is curious about her look. This is very refreshing because I think so many times people are so secretive about things that they have done or procedures that they have done. Not that it's any of our business, but it is refreshing when people talk about it. And just days after her mom, Kris Jenner, credited her own plastic surgeon for her new snatched face, Kylie hopped on the trend by revealing everything about her breast augmentation. So it all started when a TikTok creator posted just asking Kylie for her exact boob job specs. And it wasn't in a disrespectful way. It was like, they're beautiful. She said that they're the most perfect natural looking results she's ever seen. And she just wants to know how to recreate it. So she posts that, probably assuming that Kylie will never see it, much less respond to it. But it was a true girl's girl moment because Kylie did reply in the comments with a play by play. She says 445 cc, moderate profile, half under the muscle, silicone, Garth Fisher, Hope this helps. LOL. What?
That was so detailed. Okay.
I mean, for those keeping track, Dr. Garth Fisher isn't just Kylie's surgeon. He's also worked on Kourtney Kardashian's breast augmentation. She gave Kris Jenner her most recent facelift. So if there is a Kardashian-Jenner discount punch card, he has probably got it filled.
Yeah,
on that
no
one.
Kidding.
Kylie first opened up about her surgery on the Kardashians in 2023, and she said that she got her breast done at just 19 years old, right before she had her daughter Stormy. And she looks back and she admits that she regrets it. She really regrets doing it so young, especially before having kids. She said, I had beautiful breasts. I just wish I never got them done to begin with. She added that she would be heartbroken if her own daughter wanted surgery at 19, and she just recommends waiting until after having children before considering it. So if you want the Kylie blueprint, it is officially public now. And as it turns out, all you had to do was ask respectfully, of course.
That is insane. I'm still kind of caught up with how fascinating the details were. 445 cc.
So that's like how much liquid is in there.
Okay, good to know.
Moderate profile. I don't know what that means.
Moderate profile. Huh?
Maybe it's like they don't stick out too much. Like if you look from the side, I don't know if anyone can figure that out. Half under the muscle, that I understand. So you've got that muscle there. So they probably tuck it under, but the bottom part is still sticking out. And then
silicone
and then Garth Fisher.
Is there different options when you go in?
Yeah, there's saline and silicone.
That's right.
Yeah, I have a friend who had the saline ones, and she ruptured it and it just like disintegrated into nothing because it's just water, the saline. So it just like dispersed back into her body. So she had like nothing on one side and something on the other side. So she had to go in and get it replaced.
It's like two balloons. And if one accidentally pops,
yeah, but with the silicone, it's like a jelly-like. So if it ruptures, it's not going to do anything. So there you go. Now you have a lesson in breast augmentation, and that's what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever sent a text to the wrong person and immediately wish you could just crawl under your bed and never come out? That was me the other night. If you ever sent one, let us know. Who did you send it to, and why was it so awkward? 702-364-9400. So my trainer that I use at the gym, his name is Ken. So I was going to let him know this was Monday night that I couldn't make it yesterday, Tuesday. I just thought with everything going on with my daughter, getting her eye surgery and stuff, it would just be too much. And I wasn't going to be able to make it. So I did the responsible thing and I texted him. I was like, hey, I can't do tomorrow after all, but let me know if anyone cancels on Wednesday today. His day's packed, but he said, if anyone cancels, I'll let you know.
Gotcha.
And I was like, okay, I'm feeling like a responsible adult. I'm grown up, right? So fast forward, I get zero response. I'm like, what the heck? Like, why is he not texting me back? This is weird. Total radio silence until 11:19 p.m. I'm already deep into sleep. My do not disturb is on. And I wake up the next morning and I see a text that just says, wrong Ken, ? And I'm like, oh no. Like, I don't know very many Kens. Like, what is going on here? So I look at my phone and it's a last name that is not ringing a bell. It's programmed into my phone, but I don't recognize offhand this last name. I just know it's definitely not my trainer. So then I start going back in the conversation. I scroll up to see the last text, which was from 2021. There's no context, but basically I realize it's Ken, the guy who runs Sinbin, the Vegas Golden Knights guy.
And he responded,
he wrote, wrong Ken. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what was I doing. So I apologize and because the universe refuses to let me off the hook gracefully. I wrote, I'm so sorry. My trainer's name is Ken. And he wrote back, great trainer. I was like, oh my gosh. So have you ever texted the wrong person? How did you recover? Did you just change your name and move? Let's talk to Margaret. Margaret, good morning. What happened to you?
Good morning. Now, birthday party invitations the other day, and I meant to send it to Natalie, but I sent it to a Natalia. And I don't know Natalia very well. And the invitation went through, and I wanted to die.
Did you have to uninvite her, or what happened?
No, I can't. I just didn't say anything.
Oh my God. Natalia's going to show up to the party. It's like, wow, Margaret, I never expected to be invited to this. Thank you so much. Oh, you have to let us know, Margaret, what happens with that. That is too funny. Let's talk to Alicia. When did you send the wrong text, Alicia?
I accidentally sent a text message talking about my boss to my boss.
Oh no. That is my worst nightmare. What happened? What were you saying?
Oh, it was bad.
Wait, like briefly tell us what happened.
I don't even remember exactly what it was. I meant to send it to another coworker. And I was just so frustrated. I was talking so bad.
Oh no.
And that moment alone traumatized me. And now I always double check to make sure I'm sending a text message to the right person.
Yeah, it gets tricky, especially with the autofill option. I notice every night we get this email from our boss, and this is just email, not even text. And he sends us kind of a copy of the log and the songs we're going to play the next day. And Steph texts me this morning. She's like, I never got the log. And I was like, I got it. So I went and I looked through my email and I forwarded to her and I realized he sent it to a wrong Stephanie.
I saw that. It was like Stephanie and another last name. I'm like, who is this? You've actually done that to me too. Remember, Mercedes? You're like, hey, why aren't you responding to one of my emails? I'm like, what email are you talking about? And you screenshot, you're like, duh, I sent it to a Steven, not a Stephanie.
Oh, yeah, I've done that several times. Let's talk to Bo. Bo, when did you send the text to the wrong person?
Hey, good morning. Long before there was text availability, I called somebody up who I thought was my friend to invite him to a cookout. And we explaining, bring some drinks, bring food, whatever. What was the wrong person?
Did they show up and you were confused why they showed up?
Well, no, they didn't show up. I did invite them, though. I said, hey, I don't know who you are, but you're welcome to join us and let's cook out.
They didn't respond? What did they say?
They didn't show up. They appreciated the invite, but no, they didn't show up.
Hey, as long as you bring the said stuff for the cookout, I'm all about it.
Oh, I want to know about Natalia, though. Is Natalia coming up in that party, to
that's
Margaret's?
So funny. Someone just texted us and says, I meant to text my coworker, Kathy, and ended up texting my mother-in-law, Kathy. It's a good thing my mother-in-law lives in the Midwest since I was texting at 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
So at least it was a little while after that. And then another one to the boss. This one said, I was a tutor at an online school. All the kids had been released from school because it was summertime, but my contract required me to work an additional week. So my boss said we need to look up websites helpful to us with our students for the coming year. It was just busy work. And I wrote that she keeps messaging me for new things and I wanted to send it to my coworker, but I sent it to my boss instead.
Yeah.
You're lucky you have a job.
Yeah.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
You know Ellen Pompeo. She plays Meredith Grey on Grey's Anatomy. TV icon, of course. But her travel habits are, refreshingly relatable, minus the run-in with the bomb squad. Have you heard about this story? It happened back in March, but she just did an interview, and she talked about when she travels, how she always packs the usual stuff, like mints, glasses, water, hand sanitizer, baby wipes, all that kind of stuff. That goes in her carry-on. But I guess on a flight back in March, things took a wild turn when TSA flagged her, and she was held by security, and she couldn't believe it. Her luxury Erewhon organic sunflower seeds, which she said were probably the most expensive sunflower seeds money can buy, were the cause of all of her issues. I guess they held her for an hour and brought the bomb squad in because of these sunflower seeds. Yeah, and the issue, I guess, she said most likely a chemical on the packaging of them. She even tried to throw them away. She's like, it's fine. I don't need these. But instead, she had to wait for the bomb squad's assessment. And she's texting her publicist the whole time, like, I'm probably not going to get on the plane. And the reason is sunflower seeds.
Oh, my God.
Thankfully, she did make her flight. The sunflower seeds did not. Have you ever been pulled away for additional screening?
Oh, it's the worst. Yes, I did recently. The additional screening, you know what? That's like the random one. Like, oh, yeah. We're pulling you over for a random. And I don't think it was random because it was a night after one of the weddings that I went to, and I had my sunglasses on, messy hair, and I think they were like, oh no, that girl looks like she's too wasted to get on the plane. And I think they were screening me because I looked drunk still.
Oh, like, yeah. But they can, can you still get on a plane if you're drunk?
No, not if you're too drunk.
Oh, okay.
If you're too drunk.
But you're tipsy's fine, right?
Tipsy's fine. I mean, they serve alcohol.
Exactly.
So like,
yeah, I mean, if you're the pilot, no.
Right, or a flight attendant, maybe not. What about you?
No, I never get pulled aside for that, knock on wood, but my husband does. Every single time we go through, he's on the random security check. We even make it a game now where I'm like, pick your spot in line. That way, you know, we can mix it up. And I'll take the bullet on this one. I'll take the screening. And he'll be like, okay, like I'm first in line right now, but I'm going to move to third. So we move. We one, two goes through third. Beep. It's like, oh my gosh,
what?
Every single time he gets the random one.
Is it like sometimes maybe what he's wearing?
No, it's the random one. It's like there's no reason
there
for
is
it.
No
they
reason.
Just they're sorry you've been selected for a random one. It's so bizarre.
It's and it's also the most annoying too when you just want to get to your gate and
yes.
You're like, "Oh, now I got to go through all this."
Exactly. Also this morning, if a day at the beach is in your summer plans, you are in for more than just some fun in the sun. Beyond the rest and relaxation that comes with spending time on the shore, experts say time at the beach also provides mental health benefits. They call it sea therapy or blue space therapy. And it's all about the healing properties that coastal environments offer. The water, they say sea therapy is a real concept, and that the beach allows for mindfulness because it kind of facilitates being more present when you're watching the ocean and the repetitiveness of the waves coming in and going out. It allows you to have a greater connection to the present moment and it keeps you engaged.
It is so true, but it's so funny too because I'm from San Diego and people always ask like, oh, what beach do you like to go to or what's your favorite beach? And I honestly, I don't really like the actual beach with like the sand and too many people. I actually like a place in San Diego called Sunset Cliffs, and it's actually not too far from where your daughter lives, and it's just a cliff, and you just see the water. No sand necessary. You can set up a little picnic there, and it really truly does give you like that in-the-presence moment and just being one with the now.
I really am like you. I don't like the actual physical beach. I can't stand the sand. There's nothing that I get out of it. I like having a view of the ocean.
Yes.
And the only place in this world that I can like fully 100% relax is when we go on vacation to Coronado.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a hotel room that faces the beach, and I sit out there, and I will literally sit out there all day long.
Or piers too, right?
Piers?
Yeah, like what about piers? Do you feel the same way about walking on a pier and just staying there?
I don't really visit piers. I've been to the Santa Monica Pier, but I just went on the Ferris wheel there.
Oh, the Santa Monica Pier is no too busy. There is nothing calm about the Santa Monica Pier.
Definitely not a relaxing thing. Finally, this morning, it's not officially summer yet, but a lot of us are already there in our minds, and it makes us very nostalgic for the summers that we had growing up. And according to a new Instacart survey, 71% of Americans often reminisce about their childhood summers, and that climbs to 79% of those who were kids in the 90s. So to help bring the joy and the magic of the 90s summers back, Instacart, they are doing something kind of cool. They're rolling back prices on some classic snacks from that decade. So they crunch the numbers to find out what it takes to match 1999 grocery prices. And they're giving customers 47.2% off an old school summer favorite pack, like different things that you can purchase. Bagel Bites, Kool-Aid, Capri Sun, Otter Pops,
oh my God.
Hot Pockets, Clearly Canadian, and more. They are rolling back the prices on these certain items to make you reminisce and go back to that time. They said that more than half of people say the last day of school was one of the things they look forward to most, along with playing outside with their friends. So they're trying to bring back some of that magic to you. When they said Clearly Canadian, I my jaw dropped. I was like, I totally forgot about that.
They're missing some snacks, though, because I do love the Gushers. Do you remember Gushers?
Yes. I wonder if that's on the list. There's a bunch that I didn't name here. I'm going to the Instacart website. Yeah, tons of Kool-Aid and Capri Suns.
What about Bubble Tape? Do you remember Bubble Tape?
Bubble Tape was good. Yeah. This is like all drinks right now. Okay. Oh, here's some Lunchables. Mm. Lunchables are on here. Bagel Bites. They're saying, you know, dinner like it's 1999. Mac and cheese, Kraft mac and cheese, Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles, Golden Crisp. Do you remember that cereal?
Yes, of
Those
course.
Those look like mini female body parts.
Oh,
now the golden, don't you think? I'm going to change your breakfast outlook now. I apologize.
Yeah, now I have my whole mind twisted upside down.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Adriana, good morning.
Good Good morning.
You are caller 20. Ready to play Beat Mercedes? Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it. I really want you to win this morning. All you got to do is guess the song and the artist faster than I can. It's been a long time since I've been beaten, but I think we are due. And I hear you have a little help this morning. Who's helping you out?
I do. My husband, Juan.
Hi, Juan. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, good luck, you guys. I'm going to leave the studio, and I really hope you guys pull through on this one. Two heads are better than one, so good luck. I'll talk to you guys in a bit.
Bye, Mercedes. Bye. See ya. All right. Adriana, let's get this done. I have a feeling today's the day. This is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, "Got it!" We stop the clock. And within 5 seconds, you got to give us something, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do this. The next sound that you hear is the song. And that song starts now.
Got it.
Whoa. Got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Baby, baby, Amy Grant.
Final answer?
Yes.
All right, I'm bringing Mercedes in, okay? I know, right? It was confident. Yeah, all right, Adriana, what you guys up to this morning?
Just hanging out, listening to you guys.
Listening to us. That's the best way to do a summer morning, right? All right, Mercedes is back.
Summer morning.
Oh, every morning.
Hello?
Thank you.
Okay, so Adriana, she says she listens to us every single morning.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome. That was really fast. I felt like I was not out there for a very long time.
Were you not?
I get on the defensive when that happens. I don't know what to do.
Just like, clear your mind.
What is my strategy here?
There's no strategy.
Don't
just listen, and if you know it, you say, got it. Okay. That's it, okay?
Like, I want her to win, but I also don't want to lose.
Right. That's a competitive spirit. Okay, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
I know it. I got it. Amy Grant, baby, baby.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mercedes, you stopped the clock very late for you.
Yeah, I was spacing who sang that.
6.4 seconds. Okay, now Adriana and Juan, they stopped the clock at 2.3 seconds.
Okay.
Now, who was right?
I don't know.
They both were right. You guys were both right, but they got it faster than you.
You beat me!
Finally!
Yes! Adriana and Juan, you got it! Congratulations!
Thank you, thank you.
Oh my gosh, a $1,200 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Oh my gosh, why am I so happy to lose? This is amazing.
You know who stopped the clock was Juan, actually.
Juan, you were the one who knew it?
Oh, yes.
I mean, 80s fan.
Oh my gosh.
That's incredible.
I was like, I know the song, but who sings this freaking song? And that's why it took me so long. But I am so thrilled for you guys. That is amazing. You finally did it. Beat Mercedes. It happened. A $1,200 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers for you guys. Congratulations. We are going to play again tomorrow, starting back at a $100 diamond pendant, and I will never forget who sings this song again. Baby, it's Amy Grant. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I can't believe it. I can't believe you waited till 4 days after the fact to tell me about this. Apparently, Steph almost threw hands at the club this weekend, and you're just now telling me about this. What happened?
Okay, so I have to confess to you because, yes, I almost got into a fight, but it was on accident. I don't intentionally go out to the club like, all right, who's ready to throw hands?
But you are always on alert in case there is someone who is not acting appropriate.
That is exactly what happened Saturday night. So we go out to Fremont. Little couple of drinks are rolling. We're all having a good time. It's me, James, my husband, and then our two friends, Alan and Jody.
James is her husband. It's not like James and then comma her husband.
Yes, thank you. And we go to a club called We All Scream, and it's one of our favorite places downtown. And the music, it is just right. The DJ is just, we're all having a good time. And there is a certain song that comes on anytime that we're out in the clubs, once this song comes on, I do a full-on routine to it. And it's To Just a Little Bit by 50 Cent.
Oh, my.
Whenever this song comes on, something takes over.
Hey, Ramon, you've been out with Steph when she's partying before. Did you see her Just a Little Bit routine? Did she show it to you?
No, she did not. I missed out.
It comes on only when the DJ turns it on, okay?
We did leave a little early.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, so the song comes on, and this song is actually a staple in James's life because James made a dance routine to it when we were on a dance team together. So anytime Just a Little Bit comes on, I'm doing James's dance routine. James isn't doing his dance routine. I'm doing it, okay? So I'm full out. I'm going at it. All my friends are hyping me up. Even strangers are like, get it, girl. Get it, girl. Like, I'm on a full-on cypher. Well, I went a little too full out. Because one of the moves, I went to throw around and I hit a girl in the back.
Ooh.
She didn't know that I was dancing. She was one of those girls just like minding her own business with her friends. And I went to hit her and she turned around and she noticed that I was dancing. And the look in my face when I noticed her face of just like pure disgust and like of just, I knew something was coming out of her mouth. She said, "Can you dance not as hard as you should be? You just hit me." I'm like,
learn proper grammar, girl.
Well, first of all, drinks are rolling. So
yeah,
like,
this is true.
Even I don't know if she said that. It was something within the matter of like you hit me, girl. You better stop. But it looked like she really was about to start a physical altercation with me because she got up in my face. It wasn't like,
ooh, that's when it crosses the line when she makes a move towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Aggressiveness.
So now I back up. The whole mood has changed. Everyone's like, oh, snap, are we about to break up a fight? And I was like, I am so sorry. I won't let it happen again. And then this is what's funny, too. So we walk away. Even James is like, let's go. Like, let's get away from her. She's clearly upset. Me, James, and a couple.
Well, could you have beaten her up in a fight?
Are you kidding me? No.
She would have beaten you up. Okay. So you had to back down. Okay, gotcha.
I would have never been like, all right, you want to throw hands? Let's go. No,
but
not
like,
even drunk.
Physically, she would have beaten you.
Even if she was the tiniest little thing at the club, she could have beaten me because I do not physically fight.
Really?
Yes, that's just my nature in me. I don't physically fight.
Oh, I think
fight.
You have some moves that you're hiding. Don't you think, Ramon? Like, do you think Steph could be a fighter?
Yeah, she definitely got some deep inside. I've seen some of those dance moves. They're pretty aggressive.
Yeah, you could use the dance moves as self-defense.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, like Mortal Kombat instead. Yeah. Like some dance moves.
It's like a windmill turns into a safety hazard. Seriously.
Yeah, you can use those legs with a kick. Oh, yeah.
I just don't have it in me to physically fight, and James knows too. So we moved away, and while we were walking away, a stranger whispered to me and goes, "She's just jealous because you dance better than her."
Yeah, I agree. That's why I think you should have stood your ground and be like, "Look, I'm sorry I accidentally hit you, but I will continue cooking. So bye."
But I just can't, like, I don't have it in me to physically fight. And so when I knew that moment was going to happen, I just concede. I leave. I can't do it. So.
No, I'm totally with you. And I'm not a fighter either. I feel like that there's just no point. Like, oh, I'm going to beat you up because you said something to me like that. But I know people get in fights for more, you know, for less, you know. So have you ever been in a physical altercation with a stranger? And what was the reason? It's usually the reason that you look at and you're like, really, that was it? Like, you touched her back while dancing. So sorry. Let's fight about it. I've never been in like a physical altercation before. I've been in a yelling match before, but it never turned physical. Have you ever actually gotten in physical fight?
Me? No.
No.
Never. I mean, again, another girl in high school tried to like come at me because she thought I was dating her ex. And I'm like, dude, what? And she was like, like all up on me. I'm like, no, go away, girl. I'm going to lose this fight.
What about you, Ramon? Have you been in a physical fight with someone before?
Yeah, you know, during those school days. That's a long time ago. I remember the reason. I grew up on the east side, so even like during school in the hallway, bumping into the wrong person gets them very angry.
Oh,
and it's kind of like, come on, bro.
But did you win or did you not win?
It was broken up pretty quick.
Oh, okay. So there was like no winner.
Right, yeah.
Darn, those school fights, man. I remember like
I've seen some dope ones, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Oh, some in the locker room and stuff like that.
No!
Man.
We do not condone violence, but when it's just when no one gets hurt, I mean, it's kind of funny.
But I mean, it's funny. You turn the dance floor into an octagon. I kind of like it.
I mean, now that I think about it, maybe I can fight. It just has to dancing with my moves.
I wouldn't even call it a fight. It's choreography with attitude, you know?
You're kind of tall, Mertz. I think you would win in a fight, too.
You think I would?
Oh, yeah, you're kind of tall.
I have some sneaky moves up
there
my sleeves. Yeah, I had a friend who taught self-defense classes, and she taught me some sneaky moves if you're ever in a bind where I could take someone down off their feet quickly.
Tell me. Show me later.
What would your fighting name be?
Oh, it would be like
Madness Mercedes.
No, Machete Mertz.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, Machete. Isn't there like an actual movie with a guy named Machete?
Well, probably.
Oh, Machete.
Machete. Danny Trejo.
Yes. Yes. All right. It is time to win with the Mega Minute. Caller 20, you get to play for a pair of tickets to see comedian Morgan J. This is going to be a cool show over at the Venetian. And if you want to go, just be caller 20 right now. You have to answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. If you do that, you are going to the show. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Rachel, you are caller 20.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute here?
I am.
60 seconds, 10 questions, answer them all correct in that time, and you are going to win these tickets to check out comedian Morgan J. We had a winner this morning for Beat Mercedes, so it would be great to go 2 for 2
And
here.
Yesterday, we had a Mega Minute winner.
Yeah, so let's do it. We're on a roll here.
Pressure.
No pressure at all. You've got this. Just stay calm. You got 60 whole seconds to answer all of these, girls. So you got this. Are you ready to do it?
I am.
Okay.
All right, if you're struggling with a question, Rachel, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What 2009 movie took place in Las Vegas where four guys celebrate Doug's bachelor party?
Over.
Yes. How many years are in a decade?
10.
Yes. What kind of animal is Sonic?
Hedgehog.
Yes. What singer was featured on the remix of Old Time Road by Lil Nas X?
Pass.
In baseball, what is the term for hitting the ball with the batter reaching second base?
Pass.
In Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which kid wins the contest?
Pass.
What time is it if it's an hour and a half before 3 o'clock?
1:30.
Yes. What movie stars Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny? What is the process of water changing from gas to liquid called?
Evaporation.
No. What holiday falls on the third Sunday in June? Father's Day is correct. You did get that. I'll give it to you, Rachel. But unfortunately, it wasn't enough. Oh, let's go through some of the answers. The singer that was featured on the remix of Old Time Road by Lil Nas X, that's Billy Ray Cyrus. In baseball, the term for hitting a ball with the batter reaching second base, that's hitting a double. In Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which kid won? That was Charlie Bucket.
Oh,
he won.
Yeah, that's right. That was his last name, Charlie Bucket.
What time is it if it's in... Oh, she got that one. What movie stars Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny? That's Space Jam. The process of water changing from a gas to a liquid, that's condensation. Opposite way is evaporation. You got that last one, Father's Day. Oh, you did a really good job, Rachel. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough to conquer the Mega Minute, so that means caller 20 right now. You will win a pair of tickets to check out comedian Morgan J as he brings the Goofy Guy tour to the Palazzo Theater at the Venetian Resort on December 30th. Caller 20, you get the tickets right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Sean Diddy Combs, he tried very hard to keep the infamous video footage of him beating Cassie Ventura in a hotel hallway from going public. A security officer at the LA hotel testified yesterday that Combs paid him $100,000 in cash in exchange for the drive with the video on it. It was supposed to be the only copy in existence, so it's kind of unclear how CNN later got its own copy and aired it. I'll tell you, the guy did not. He kept his own copy just
absolutely
for 100. I would have done the same thing. Yeah, this is it. Meanwhile, put the flash drive in my pocket.
He's not signing anything. It's all in cash.
Well, he did sign stuff, actually. Oh. Yeah, he the hotel's Eddie Garcia. He told the court that Combs' assistant and then Combs himself pleaded with him to turn over the 2016 video, but he initially ignored them. He said he consulted with his supervisor, who agreed to turn it over for $50,000. But at the hotel, Combs handed over $100,000, double the agreement, in a brown paper bag, and told him not to make any big purchases. Maybe that would have like raised some flags or something. He said he kept $30,000 and gave the rest to his supervisors and another colleague.
I know which guy you're talking about because I'm watching one of the Diddy documentaries and it shows the footage of Cassie and Diddy in that little hallway by elevators and the security guard coming out of the elevator. And you can see his face like shocked, like, oh my God, it's Diddy, one. And then two, you could see Cassie with the hood on, sunglasses, and just the situation and the eerie feeling that he was walking into.
Oh, is that the same guy who did the tape?
I don't know if it's the same guy, but it's the guy. There's a security guard that's coming out of the elevator.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the Garcia dude.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. But yeah, it's just the whole thing. He tried so hard to keep it buried, paying $100,000. So I'm sure we're going to get more interesting testimony today. Also this morning, buying a car. It's one of the biggest purchases most of us will make, with new car prices averaging more than $48,000. So when you're spending all that money, you want to make sure what you're buying is at least going to last. So it's important to choose a dependable brand, where Consumer Reports is out with their ranking of the most reliable new car brands in 2025. It's out and Subaru tops the list. They beat Lexus and Toyota, who have swapped the top two spots for years. This year, Lexus comes in second, followed by Toyota. No American cars make the top 10 for reliability on this. You have Subaru, Lexus, Toyota, Honda, and Acura. Then you have Mazda, Audi, BMW, Kia, and Hyundai.
Oh, wow. Where did any electric cars go on that list?
It's just the brands.
Just the brands?
So, yeah, it includes all of their different varieties.
Yeah, because every one of those brands probably have electric cars.
Yeah, I would imagine, yeah. Finally, this morning, and this is crazy, an 88-year-old woman in Pilsen, Czech Republic, was nearly buried alive after being mistakenly declared dead. Now, her 87-year-old husband found her. She was unresponsive one morning, so he called emergency services. The coroner arrived, examined her, and said she was dead because she wasn't moving or breathing. So the funeral workers showed up. They took her body to prepare it for burial. They put her in a coffin. Well, that ended up being premature because, to their shock, she opened her eyes and started signs of breathing while she was in the coffin. The workers quickly got help. She was taken to a hospital where she's now recovering. The coroner's office apologized for the mistake and said it had happened 3 times before.
How do you even make that mistake?
3 times! You're terrible at your job, dude.
That's like my biggest nightmare or fear is, like, I don't know, knock on wood, I get into a car accident or something and I go into a coma and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, she's dead. They take her to the coroner's office and I'm in a coffin and I'm waking up from what I thought was a death or maybe a dream, and I'm still alive.
I am banging on that thing so hard. You are not going to make any mistake. That thing is not going in the ground.
Yeah. Broadcasting.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. This week, Las Vegas came this close to scoring its own movie studio, but the credits rolled before the cameras could even start. Here's what happened. A proposal, which was backed by Sony Pictures and Warner Brothers, that would have built Summerlin Studios, which would be a $1 billion, 31-acre movie campus, 10 sound stages, all right here in Vegas. Just picture it, like set tours in Summerlin, stars filming at Red Rock, thousands of new jobs, both on and off camera. But to make that happen, the Nevada lawmakers needed to approve this $95 million a year, $95 million a year in tax credits for productions at the studios, plus another $25 million for other local film projects. So the plan, it did squeak by through the assembly last Friday, but when it got to the Senate on Monday, nothing. No vote. The whole thing died before midnight. And a lot of lawmakers just couldn't get there. One of the senators who backed a rival studio project with UNLV said, "We're cutting other important things like housing, education, healthcare, and it's really hard to feel comfortable putting a lot of money into something new."
Yeah, but I think that's what they're thinking right now, right? That's what we're struggling with to get with education and housing and stuff. But I really think that if Summerlin Studios really happened, it would, in the long run, help our economy. Maybe not right now, maybe not in the next few years, but then once we get these thousands of jobs and people move here, like, I really think that Summerlin Studios would have been so good for Las Vegas.
I thought it would have been really cool too, but I'm trying to look at like the other side, and a lot of people that were against this. And what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. There's like, I know it looks like it would be good, and it probably would have been good for Las Vegas, but there aren't guarantees it would have been good, because I think they did this in New Mexico also and Georgia, and it's just been okay. It hasn't like,
you said Georgia and where was the first
New
place?
Mexico.
Okay.
And it hasn't like completely like revitalized things, so it's just been kind of like a mixed bag there. So and the thing is like I'm still waiting for the money from the marijuana to go to the schools. What happened with that? You know? Mm-hmm. So they're like, it's going to go back into the community. I don't really see the return to taxpayers sometimes. I'm just like waiting on these things. And I think education is something that we really just like lose focus of. Now, again, I want to say, I think this would have been really cool, but I'm kind of looking at what were the arguments against it? Why did it not go through? And these are just kind of the things that I'm seeing, but what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Ryan's on the phone. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Oh, Summerlin Studios, not going to happen. What are your thoughts on this? Were you for it, against it? What's your take?
I was for it. I thought it would increase, it would help our economy. It would create jobs. It would help the Summerlin housing market go back up a little more. Obviously, we're the entertainment capital of the world. Why not have something like that? Also, our economy in Vegas is based on tourism. A lot of it's based on tourism. It would bring a lot more people to Las Vegas and the surrounding areas.
What was your whole take, though, on some of the arguments against it? Like, you know, we rarely see the economic benefit as people that live here and pay the taxes. Like, it doesn't happen that much. And then also, like, construction.
Yeah.
We always complain about construction. Like, what's your opinion on the other side?
Well, the construction part of it, like I said, it would create jobs,
yeah,
a lot of jobs. It would take a lot of people to build that. And where they were planning on building it, there's a lot of ways around that area.
Yeah, that's do you feel like this is something that will happen eventually, or do you think this is it for this?
I think it will happen eventually. I think there's a lot of loopholes and things that they can still do, and I don't think it's a dead issue, but obviously, there's a lot of hurdles they need to overcome to make it pass.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for calling, Ryan. We appreciate it. Big KB, good morning.
KB.
I think you will.
Uh-oh, KB?
Are you there, KB? You're coming in really kind of gurgly.
Sounds like he's listening to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got to turn that radio down. We're getting some texts here. 702-364-9400. This one says, the only thing that would do for us that live in Nevada is it would raise our cost of living. It would be good for the city, but not good for the residents. This one says, we can't afford it now. We can't afford it then. A lot of people, too, are arguing that they think that a lot of these big studios would kind of swoop in here, film a few projects, get their tax credits, and then go right back to California.
Oh, like they're getting out-of-state workers instead of getting people that live in Las Vegas to work for the projects?
No, that they come in as a studio and they film something. They do they get their tax credits for doing it here in Nevada. So they save their money, but then they go back, you know. This one says, if a studio fails to deliver on its job promises, there won't be any penalties in place. So we could be left with a half-finished studio and broken promises. That would be a really bad thing. There's a lot to this that I'm not too familiar with.
I was just being a little bit optimistic in a sense where it's like I came from like this dancer background and I lived in San Diego and I would have to commute to LA all the time. And then I think about like all of the talent here in Las Vegas, like the actors, the actresses, the people that want to be actors or just the production crews. They don't have to travel to LA anymore. They have right here in their city.
But then
that's
are
how
the
I
LA
it.
People coming here?
I know. You know. So it's like, really, what's the motive here?
This text says, turning Summerlin into a working backlot would be terrible. More noise, more congestion. different feel for that whole area. A lot of residents don't want to trade peace and quiet for their quote unquote movie magic. So it sounds like a lot of you are actually happy that this didn't go through, you know?
What would you feel like? I know you're in that area.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it sounded like a really cool concept, but then I kind of like dove in to get the details on it. And, you know, on the surface, I was like, yeah, Hollywood 2.0, let's do this. But I just feel like there's been a lot of lack of transparency and all these like amendments and deal making. And it just feels like, would we get any of the benefits? I don't think we would directly, okay, other than bragging rights. But I could be convinced otherwise if you have the evidence to show me. I just wish we would finally focus on the education. I thought the marijuana stuff was going to help us with the education, and it doesn't seem to be doing that. So maybe we could work on that, the teacher shortage, our terrible roadways here.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's some other things I want to work on first.
Okay.
Hey, Marky Mark, you know, you just got some more work to do,
and
apparently.
Governor Joe Lombardo.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So yesterday, my husband had to take my car in to get serviced. And so I'm driving his car. He takes my car to the shop and then he calls an Uber to pick him up. And can we talk about names for a second? Because I think some people have such interesting names. So he calls this Uber and it tells you who your driver's going to be. And the driver's name popped up on the app. And his name was Miraculous.
Wait.
No, I'm not like describing it. His actual name was Miraculous. I was like, my husband sends me a screenshot. I'm like, that is the coolest name I've ever heard in my life.
Oh my God.
The guy's name is actually Miraculous.
Like on his birth certificate.
His actual name. I'm sorry, but I think we can end the name Olympics here because everyone else is going to get a silver. Like this guy just won the name Olympics. That is the greatest name I have ever heard. I mean, I feel like that. I would love to have a conversation with him. Miraculous, if you happen to be listening, you got to call the show 702-364-9400 because I feel like sometimes your name can be like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like if it's a really good name, it can give you a lot of confidence in life. And imagine going through life with your name being Miraculous. I just feel like, I don't know, that's just like a solid name. So he pulls up, he's blaring this song. So my husband immediately loves the guy, gets in his car. He said not only was the guy's name amazing, but he was the coolest driver ever. He said we were laughing the entire ride, like he was making comments about people driving. He just the name fit the vibe. What's the best name you've ever heard in real life? Or maybe it's a name that you are the proud owner of, that people make comments on all the time, how much they love your name. Someone you've actually encountered. I want to hear like the best, the wildest, the names that are just miraculous. 702-364-9400.
Yesterday, I met a guy and I want to enter his name into the Olympics of names.
Okay. And Miraculous is on the number one on the podium right now, but maybe he can be dethroned.
Okay. So there's two maintenance guys that needed to come into our apartment unit. And I already knew the other guy. His name's Casey. And he brought this new maintenance guy. I've seen him around. Just great energy. Just always saying hi. Always positive vibes. And I finally got his name yesterday when he left. I'm like, I'm sorry. I never got your name. What's your name? He goes, my name is Magic.
Miraculous and Magic. Oh, my God.
And I even had to do I had to make
Magic?
Magic. And I'm like, Magic? He goes, and then you know how you like introduce your name like Mercedes, like the car?
Yeah.
He introduces his name, Magic. Just like Magic.
Wow.
And I think that he might be a good contender for Miraculous.
I would definitely podium him. Like, Magic is pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. 702-364-9400. This text says, my son's kindergarten teacher's name is Treasure. Every day at drop-off, I had to resist the urge to shout, X marks the spot. Treasure. I just think of the Bruno Mars song.
Treasure.
That is interesting. Oh my gosh. Let's talk to Corey. Hey, Corey. Name Olympics. What's the best name you've heard?
Artemis.
Artemis.
Oh, that sounds like a Greek god.
That's just like a strong name. Who did you meet that was named Artemis?
I recently did a bee job, and the gentleman's name was Artemis. I'm like, man, you're like Zeus. You couldn't take care of this yourself?
And isn't Artemis a goddess? I think it's a goddess of animals or something like that, if my classes stuck with me at all. That is a solid name. That podiums. Let's see.
And we have to clarify that Corey is a pest control guy.
Yeah.
Because if people think bee job, we're like, no, don't be thinking that way.
Yeah, like B-E-E. What are you thinking? Come on now.
I'm just saying, I have to clarify.
Lissa text says, my daughter's name are Starshine and Galaxy. Do they win? Absolutely. What made you decide to name them Starshine and Galaxy? Those are those are really beautiful. I love that.
Middle school friend was named Princess.
Really?
Princess Joanne was her full name, but we called her Princess. And then her family's theme is different royalty names. So her brother's name is King Arthur.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding. King Arthur the brother, Princess Joanne, and then get this, she has a daughter, names her royalty.
Oh my gosh. You guys are, I love this. So many texts. Wow, you guys are so interesting. My neighbor's name is Seven. Every time I say hi, I want to yell Seinfeld reference, but I hold it back. I don't know what that means.
Huh.
Is there a seven size? Someone explain that to me, please. This one says, I once delivered pizza to a guy named Prince Charming. It was on his driver's license. He did not tip like royalty, though. I'm so sorry.
If I ever met McLovin in person, I would die. I'd be like, are you kidding me right now? He goes, my parents named me after Superbad.
Oh, this one says funny. My middle name is Danger. Seriously. So whenever I meet people, I have to say Danger is my middle name, and they never believe me.
I would just keep thinking the Danger Zone song. Welcome to...
That is so funny. Wow. Well, shout out to Miraculous. I hope I get you as an Uber driver, and if you do, tell Miraculous we were talking about him on the show this morning. I think that is the coolest name ever. All right, it is time to win, time to play Heads Up. We have your tickets to see Broadway's Rock of Ages band live on the lawn at the Virgin Hotels. This is going to be such a fun concert. And caller 20 right now, you're playing Heads Up for these tickets. You get to pick your category, and if you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20 is playing right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Kendra. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. We want to get you these passes, 2 of them, to check out Broadway's Rock of Ages band live on the lawn at Virgin Hotels. It's going to be quite the party. Your categories to choose from are Euro Trip, Wheel Life, or I Spy.
Oh, goodness. Let's go ahead with I Spy.
I Spy. National Eyewear Day is on Friday. So these are all things that are associated with your eyes, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we just need to get 6 answers in 60 seconds. We can do this. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
Sometimes people get extensions to make these look longer.
Eyelashes.
Yes. These you would wear to prevent the brightness from getting...
Sunglasses.
Yes. Some women put this, or men too, put this on their lashes to thicken them up.
Serum.
No, it's like a...
Mascara.
Yes, mascara. These will dilate sometimes when it gets dark.
Oh, your pupils.
Yes. Some people get this done so they can see better and they don't have to...
LASIK.
Yes. This is... if I'm just joking with you, I might give you a little one of these with one of my...
A wink.
Yes!
Nice.
Wow, Kendra, you were on it. No issues there. Congratulations!
thank you.
You are going to have...
I'm worried.
Don't be worried. You had this in the bag, and you're going to be having a great time at this concert. Broadway's Rock of Ages band doing a performance live on the lawn at the Virgin Hotels on June 20th. You are going to be there for free. Congratulations. And we'll have more of these tickets for you to get tomorrow morning with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A Father's Day, just weeks away, and a new survey reveals a lot of people see their dad as a hero. For 70% of those who grew up with a dad, he is one of their greatest mentors in life. A quarter say their father is the first person they call when they need help and support. And 29% say that they have called their dad for that reason in the last week. Do you have a pretty close relationship with your dad?
I would say so, yeah. Although I have talked to my mom more recently than dad. Dad, I talk to about once a month, which I should definitely speak more to him. But for mom, I feel like I speak to her at least once a week.
That's, different. I mean, it's different for everyone, obviously. Some of the heroic acts that dads have done for their kids that were mentioned in this survey. He donated his kidney to me. He paid off my credit card. During Hurricane Harvey, he trudged through the waters to come get me. He stopped working and took care of me when I had a car accident, and he worked several jobs in order to be able to afford to put me in college so I won't have to get so many student loans. Those are the videos that are getting me right now, are the graduation videos, and the graduates, like first generation graduates and their family, are taking off their cap and putting it on dad and taking off like their sash and putting it on mom. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna cry.
Especially the doctorate ones. No, I mean, everyone has credit to what they've graduated in, but when they get their highest level of education and they dedicate it to their parents, oh, I'm the tears.
That's like my whole timeline right now. That and Love Island. Did any of you guys watch Love Island last night?
No.
It was a season for Ramon. Do you watch Love Island at all?
Love Island? Which one is that one?
It just started. The season premiere last night. Okay, mine.
Oh, it started?
Yeah, I'm the only one who watched the 2-hour season premiere of Love Island last night.
I love that show.
Oh, you
do?
Gosh.
I do. I didn't know it started, though. You just made my weekend.
Just last night.
Oh, my God.
I think they have new episodes every Tuesday. No, is it every day?
It's every day except Sunday if they follow the same trend as last season.
Okay. Did anybody else watch last night? What did you think? The cast is going to be messy. It's going to be messy.
Oh, my God.
Rewind.
I hope Jackie's listening. She loves this show. We have the app to vote. You know how you get the vote?
Yeah, yeah.
We have the app to vote them off or keep them.
What is this going on with this Love Island nonsense?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so yeah. So Love Island is back, and there was already controversy with it before it even started when they announced the cast. I guess two of the cast members have some like questionable political postings on social media. So a lot of people are already voting them out. Like they don't even really know them that well. And they're like, we're going to vote them out. But I wanted to watch and see like everyone's chemistry. I wanted to see how people acted to each other. And the girls, for the most part, there's only one girl I don't like on there, but the girls are awesome. The guys I'm just kind of iffy on, honestly.
Are the girls sexy?
Yes.
All right. Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. I have another question for Love Island. You're saying you're voting people off. So this is all happening in real time?
Yeah. Like
really?
the viewers vote off the people.
So it's pre-recorded in a sense, but not really. It's all live?
No, it's not pre-recorded. Well, I mean, it is like maybe by like a day, but then you vote at night and then they'll reveal on the next episode who goes.
Oh my God. That's what hooks you. Is because you're having participation from the audience.
You're controlling the show, basically. Ooh. So it's good. Watch it, Ramon. Watch it, Steph. Just watch it and tell me what you think. And then
you don't got to convince me. I've watched all seven seasons.
It's on the eighth season now.
It's on Peacock too. Okay. So you got to check it out. Also, this morning, a note found in the bathroom by an employee at a Jersey Mike's in Florida led authorities to rescue a woman allegedly held captive and abused by her boyfriend for months. So police discovered this woman with visible injuries after following the address in the note. So this employee, her name's Eleanor, she discovered the note and it it asked for help. It gave an address. So she told police. They went and conducted this wellness check, and they discovered the 29-year-old woman, like I said, with visible injuries. She reported being isolated, assaulted, and threatened. She's now safe, receiving medical treatment thanks to the quick action of the restaurant staff and law enforcement.
Oh my gosh, a Jersey Mike's bathroom saved a woman's life, basically.
Yeah, I mean, she left a note in there. And, you know, sometimes you'd look at stuff and you think it's jokes or whatever, but this woman said, I'm just going to check on it. And I'm glad she did, because she probably saved someone's life.
No, for sure. I mean, I wouldn't even have thought about, how do I sneak into a bathroom? Do I have a pen and paper in hand? And I wonder how long it took for her to write that and then for the police to show up.
Yeah, hopefully it wasn't too long, but I'm glad she's safe now. Finally, this morning, we were talking about amazing names that you have heard before, and there is a new list of names that have been banned here in the U.S. Nearly a dozen baby names are on this list. U.S. courts have made the call, which is why the names have been nixed. According to the website usbirthcertificates.com, the following names are illegal in the United States. King. Didn't you say you had a...
Yes.
It's illegal. Oh, like maybe now, maybe before it wasn't.
Maybe because he was like, I'm the king and people need to bow down to me.
Yeah, King, Queen, and Jesus Christ are all illegal in the U.S. New parents should also avoid naming their kids Santa Claus, Majesty, Adolf Hitler, the Roman numeral 3, since it's not up to snuff with the U.S. government. Rounding out the list is Nutella, Messiah. I know someone named Messiah. These must be new.
Yeah, they has to be, because we've heard some odd names.
The at symbol, you know, like at whatever, and then the number 1069. So you can name people other numbers? Is that what you're saying? This is so bizarre.
What's the story behind 1069? We know 6'9".
Yeah, but what's so far with a 10? I'm afraid to ask, honestly. But each U.S. state has its own set of guidelines for naming your baby, but numerals are generally forbidden. Emojis, special characters. Obscene names are banned in California and New Jersey. Only California and New Jersey? Are you kidding me?
What about Nevada?
I don't understand it. Hawaii and Alaska allow special symbols for names. But yeah, don't name your baby Nutella. There's going to be consequences. You're not allowed to do it. It's Mix 94.1. I want to be next to you. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you're over the age of 30, there's a good chance that this sound still lives rent-free in your head. Oh my God. The shaking dial-up internet tone. I mean, that was back in the good old days, right?
When you had to share the family computer, like, get off the phone, Mom!
But if you're younger than that, congratulations, you just heard dial-up, and maybe you thought it was a new TikTok dance or something. There's a viral thread right now where millennials, Gen X, and even boomers are listing, like, the nostalgic sounds from their childhood, the sounds that Gen Z will never get to experience. Like, you had to be there kind of moment. And if they heard these sounds now, they're probably like, I don't even know what that is. So I'm gonna give you a sound, okay? Mm-hmm. And let's see if you guys know what this sound is, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you're a Gen Zer, I would love to hear from you to see if you can identify any of these. Chances are you cannot. 702-364-9400. All right. Do you know what this sound is?
What? Try it again.
When I say it, you're going to know right away.
It sounded kind of like the jingling of keys, but not really.
It's the clank of a metal seat belt.
Oh,
do you remember
God.
Metal seat belts? That
yes!
they made that, like, that distinctive sound. That is a sound that they're saying that Gen Zers are never going to get to experience, because they don't make them out of metal anymore.
You took me back to my dad's old car. He had a 1962 Chevy Nova, and they had in the back seat those metal clanking seatbelts. Oh my God.
Ramon, I'm going to give you one. Do you know what this sound is?
Yeah.
Any idea?
I'm going to guess fax machine.
Close. Ooh. It's a dot matrix printer.
Oh.
Remember?
No.
And they had the holes on the side on the printer.
And they printed like double paper, like one was white, one was yellow, like a double paper.
Oh, you're talking about that one. No, I think that's just like a regular printer.
Yeah, this is, okay. Yeah, these are just like old school printers. Okay, Steph, what about this one?
Oh, at first I thought it was a cash register. Is that a coin dropping into something?
Yes, a payphone.
Oh my God, a payphone.
I think these are so funny. Is there a sound from your childhood that you know Gen Z will never get to experience? Last one for both of you. And you guys may even be too young for this. I think you're okay though. Do you guys know this voice?
Hello again, and welcome to American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and I want to thank Dave Roberts for flying down from KYA in San Francisco last week to sit
Casey
in for me.
Casey Kasem's a legend. Oh my God,
American Top 40.
Wow.
Do you guys have a sound that just takes you back?
I do. I was always a big nerd in gaming, so the Windows XP version, the startup. That one, yep.
You took me back again to my living room.
I literally just went back in time when I heard that. That is a good one. I love that. What do you have, Steph?
Okay, do you guys remember this sound right here?
Oh, I'm about to jump on Messenger on AOL.
That is right.
Yanks Diva is here, you guys.
HHDancer27 has entered the chat.
What about you, Ramon? What was your AOL screen name?
Oh, I don't remember. It was probably something like do with gaming, like Game Boy Kid or something like that.
Raider fan for life.
Oh,
L-Y-F-E.
No.
Number four. It's Mix 94.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.